From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Dozens of community health centers around the country will be getting help with construction or renovation under the federal government's economic stimulus plan. More from NPR's Scott Horsley.
President Obama says the $500 million worth of building grants will improve health care centers in more than 30 states, while also creating badly needed construction jobs. In addition to the new construction and renovation projects, stimulus dollars will also pay to convert the centers to electronic healthcare records.
These investments won't just increase efficiency and lower costs, they'll improve the quality of care as well, preventing countless medical errors and allowing providers to spend less time with paperwork and more time with patients.
Mr. Obama also announced a 3-year trial program in which some 500 community health centers will take part. It's designed to measure the effects of more coordinated primary care on the cost and quality of treating Medicare patients. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
U.S. officials said today that 5 Americans detained in Pakistan are thought to be the same 5 young men who went missing from Washington, D.C. last month. They told NPR it's not entirely clear what the young men were doing in Pakistan. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Pakistani authorities detained 5 unidentified Americans earlier this week after raiding what they believed to be a militant safe house in Punjab province. U.S. officials told NPR that they haven't made a positive identification for all 5 of the young men. They are working with Pakistani authorities to figure out who they are. One is believed to be a student at Howard University in Washington, D.C. An official with knowledge of the case said it's unclear what the young men were doing in an alleged militant safe house. There's some concern that they had stopped there before planning to head to a jihadi training camp. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
A group of Transportation Security Administration officials have now been placed on administrative leave as an investigation continues into how sensitive security guidelines wound up on the Internet. Homeland Security officials told senators a full investigation into the lapse is now underway. Randy Beers, Undersecretary of the Department of Homeland Security, acknowledged the posting should never have occurred, though he said some of the more sensitive information was not online.
The actual screening procedures are not in that document, and that's the procedures that individual transportation security officers actually use at the checkpoints.
The TSA document in question was pulled from the Internet on Sunday after the posting was reported on a blog. Giant Bank of America announced today it's repaid the $45 billion it owed U.S. taxpayers as part of the government's Troubled Asset Relief Program. The Charlotte-based bank says it's repaid the entire amount of the loan borrowed from government coffers through a combination of cash on hand and the sale of more than $19 billion in securities. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 51 points to end the session at 10,337. The NASDAQ was up 10 points today. This is NPR. Iraqi state TV is reporting today the country's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has ordered a shakeup at the top of Baghdad security in the wake of a wave of recent bombings. According to state-run television, there will be a new commander of Baghdad security put in place. At least 127 people died in a wave of suicide bombings in and around the Iraqi capital yesterday. Amid mounting anger, some lawmakers are calling on al-Maliki and top officials to hold a parliament session tomorrow to discuss lapses in security. South Carolina lawmakers have rejected a resolution to impeach Governor Mark Sanford. Greg Collard reports from member station WFAE in Charlotte.
The panel voted 6-1 against the resolution to impeach Sanford over last summer's secret trip to Argentina to visit his mistress. The sponsor of the resolution argued the trip amounted to dereliction of duty because Sanford did not establish a chain of command in his absence. But lawmakers say the governor's actions are not enough to warrant removal from office. Sanford must still contend with 37 ethics charges that accuse him of violating state travel laws and misuse of campaign money. Those charges could result in $74,000 in fines. For NPR News, I'm Greg Collard in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Cereal maker General Mills, whose products include Cocoa Puffs, Trix, and Lucky Charms, says it's planning to reduce the amount of sugar in its cereals marketed to children. General Mills said today to eliminate sugar levels in those cereals to single-digit grams per serving, what would amount to a roughly 20% reduction. General Mills said the reduction is part of the cereal maker's global joint initiative with Swiss company Nestle. General Mills has already put whole grains in many of its cereal products. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.